Hello and welcome to this week's episode of QU Podcasts. I'm Michele Barletta and I'll be your host for today. I have a special guest in the studio today. He's a junior from Chester, England. Not only is he a member of the QU men's soccer team, but also the current GLVC Offensive Player of the Week. In studio with me today, I have Craig Chisholm. Craig, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm definitely excited to have you here on the QU podcast today. It's the first time that we have actually had a guest on the QU podcast this semester. We usually just sit around and chat to each other about various topics, but I figured let's get a guest in here today. It's been a crazy year. The season, you know, was postponed in the fall, the soccer season, obviously because of everything that happened with COVID and all college sports being postponed. But today we're going to chat a little bit about how the season's gone, how it's gone for you personally, how it's gone for the team, and just get into the ins and outs of the soccer season.
Yeah, sounds good.
So we'll start off, for those of you who have been living under a rock, not seeing your social media, not checking out what's going on, Craig was just awarded the GLVC Offensive Player of the Week, coming off to two wins this weekend with a goal on Friday night against Southwest Baptist, two goals on Sunday against
Drury.
Yeah, two goals on Sunday against Drury. So talk to me about the games this weekend. How did those go, and what was the team vibe like going into the weekend?
I think we just come off the defeat of Rockhurst. That was still like pretty fresh in our minds. So coming into Friday was definitely important for us to get a win there, and then a win on Sunday as well.
Yeah, I think you know, losing to a team like Rockhurst is not necessarily taking anything away from them, but they've not been having a great season, and
it was certainly definitely as good a team as us. So definitely.
Yeah, it was definitely a game where we thought like, hey, we've got to make sure we get a result here today, and it didn't happen. But the good thing is the team was able to bounce back and use that loss positively, not sulk over it and let it upset them. And Friday night, 3-0 against Southwest Baptist. You were able to get on the score sheet there. Talk me through that game. How did that game go?
It's been a long time coming for me. My first goal of the season. I've been playing like on the left up front, a little bit of left wing back, more defensive role. And then this weekend, with injuries and suspensions for things like that, I was then playing up top, which is way out of my comfort zone.
New territory for you.
Yeah, definitely. And like Joel said to me before, that I need to start scoring and stuff. So it's just when I saw Cole break down the left, I was like, right, this has got to be my chance here, just for an easy tap in. And then ball fired across the box and slid in and got the goal.
Sometimes those are the types of goals that you kind of need to just boost your confidence in.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy, nothing spectacular, just, you know, putting in the effort, putting in the extra few yards, getting on the end of the ball. For those of you who would like to, you know, you can go back and watch the game on the GLVC Sports Network. If you didn't know about that, the games are also live streamed, and you can also watch the games on demand by going back and clicking under Quince University. And then fast forward a couple of days, we go to Sunday, another home game against Drury, another big game. Two goals on Sunday. So, you know, after this weekend, you must be full of confidence. But
I had my shooting boots on.
Oh, definitely. So how did that game go on Sunday against Drury?
So we knew that they were either going to be lining up in a three at the back or a four at the back, and it had been identified that they had big centre-halves that were maybe not as mobile as me and Cole playing up front. So, I mean, 2 minutes in, we took advantage of that, just a little ball over the top of them, and I just ran in behind took the ball off him and put it in the bottom corner.
Yeah, it was a good goal.
Thanks.
I think it's an interesting one as well when you look at yourself compared to the centre halves that were defending you. I mean, exaggerating a little
bit. You're
not
calling me small.
Just about double your size. Eh? Just about double your size there. But it's good that you're able to use your strengths to your advantage there. Again, and then the second goal, you was the fifth goal of the game, correct?
Yeah, last one. Again, just a ball over the top from Aubrey, just clipped it over him, and I just ran off his shoulder and hit it on the volley. I mean, I was hoping it to absolutely fly into the top corner, but slight miss it and trickled into the
bottom. I'm glad you've admitted it was slight
message. I could feel it was coming.
No, but so that those performances over the weekend, goal on Friday night, goal on Sunday, has earned you the GLVC Offensive Player of the Week, and it's the first time a Quincy men's soccer athlete has got it since 2018 when
Kingsford last got it.
Kingsford AJ was the last Quincy University men's soccer player to get the Offensive Player of the Week, who has now moved on to Dayton, where he's playing there.
Just won their conference.
Yeah, he's doing a good job there with the team there, so it's quite an achievement for you to get. I think that's the first, actually, any kind of Player of the Week we've had this season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad finally getting some recognition. You know, we've had some good performances from boys throughout this season. But, you know, it's crazy to sit here talking about, you know, the season, and we're sitting in third place at the moment. We're all thinking about the conference tournament that's happening soon. But now, looking back about a year ago, we weren't sure what was going to happen. This time last year, we were all at home. You know, you'd talk to me what happened after, you know, spring break and how that all happened and where you found yourself.
Yeah, so the first we heard of it was coming to the end of our spring break in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And you see on the news about this whole coronavirus thing, and we never really thought it was like that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd go down to the beach that day and it would be like normal. And then the next thing we hear that UK borders are closing, and being there with four boys from Great Britain, we all started to panic a bit. So as soon as we got back to Quincy from Alabama, I got back at like 1 o'clock on the Saturday, I think, and I was out of there by 3 a.m. Sunday morning.
It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I just shoved everything in my bag and off I went.
I mean, literally, that's how it was. Everyone got back from spring break, and well, first of all, we heard the 1 week spring break extension from QU, and then
which we were buzzing about, we were gonna go somewhere else for a week.
That would have been nice. And then a couple of days later, you know, you get told that the whole semester is going to be put online, and it was new to everyone. And you know, the internationals, I went home as well, just because in times like uncertainty and things like that, it's always good to be in your own home environment. And obviously at the time, no one had a clue about how long, you know, this coronavirus was going to last or how serious it was or anything like that. So we were all hoping like, all right, we'll be back in the fall. We'll have our season. We'll carry on. We'll get back to normal. The fall rolls around. We all still don't know up until weeks before whether or not we're having a season or not. And that's nothing to do with QU, because, you know, our coach didn't know either. You know, we were asking him and he just kept saying, well, as far as I know, we are having a season.
Yeah.
And then we have the team Zoom call, and he tells us that the season's been cancelled now. What was that like, you know, preparing over the summer, over the lockdowns, things like that, to get ready to play in the fall and then being told that it's been cancelled?
It's brutal, to be fair, because, like, as an international, this is, like, aside from, like, academics, but the most important thing for us is football, really. And
yeah, I mean, you can get a degree at home.
Yeah, exactly. And this is like the best opportunity for us to come play football at the next step. And it got taken away from us, which is tough. But we've been very fortunate to be one of the only conferences in Division Two that's literally playing out a full season. And we've got through it all.
Yeah.
With only one team, as far as I know, that's had any problems with it, which has screwed a couple of teams over, but fortunately not us.
No, yeah, 100%. I mean, coming out in the fall, heartbreaking to not have a season, you know, heartbreaking to be here knowing that you're going to be here for the next 4 months, the full semester without...
And getting run like a dog.
That was my next question. You know, what were things like in the fall? It was just a load of fitness.
Awful. It was awful.
Not enjoyable, no.
No, I remember the first day we rocked up the training, and he told us to meet us at a park. And we get there and it's just like a massive hill with cones on it. And you're just like, I'm not looking forward to this one. a few boys definitely struggled in that. And then straight back on it the next day. And I think the worst one was, it was like the mini circuit. And then we had to go on like the mile run and then climb that Everest hill.
That monstrous hill, like, yeah.
And I obviously got my like shin splints from that, which lasted for, I don't know, 6 months. And I've pin it down to those 2 days of running up those hills.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned about how you know, you're grateful that we're actually playing this season, and how you there's a lot of conferences out there and teams out there and divisions out there that aren't having their full season, or they have shortened seasons, or they're just playing exhibition games and things like that. But unfortunately, there's no national tournament for Division II men's soccer this year, which, I mean, how disappointing is that? You know, over the past few years, this is the closest the men's soccer team has been to possibly qualifying. I know it's early days and we don't want to speak about that too soon, but if there was ever a year over the past 3 or 4 years to do it, it was this year. So how heartbreaking is that?
Yeah, especially because, I mean, my freshman year, I think we had a negative record. The last season that we played there, I think we went like 9-8-1 or something like that. And then this year we're coming off the back of an 8-4-1 with three games not being able to be played because of coronavirus. And all the boys think that if the conference tournament goes well, we definitely could have been in with a shout for the national tournament, which is gutting really, because if this was like any other normal year, I think the drive and effort would be even more.
The motivation
to try and get in. It's just a shame that there isn't that next step for us after the conference tournament this year.
Yeah, it's disappointing to take. It's tough to take, knowing that you could be so close. And like you said, that little bit of extra motivation to make it is sometimes what makes a difference in a team's push for a championship or a tournament appearance or something like that. But what do you think that is the reason behind the relatively successful season that the soccer team's had this year?
I think we're like a very close team. And that was kind of like, not enforced, but we all had the same idea that, like, look, if we want to do well, we actually need to be a team here and we don't need individuals, which I think, I'm not going to name names, but I think in previous years we've struggled with that, and boys that just don't care enough. And, like, even on the weekend against Drury, it shows that Camus' celebration for his first goal, just how much, like, it meant to him and how much it meant to all the boys celebrating with him.
Yeah, you can see the pure emotion.
Yeah, I mean, it shows how tight-knit we are, which is why I think that's the main reason as to why we're doing so well this year, and obviously due to the fact that we've got a really good team. Players coming off the bench who are probably walking to other teams in the GLVC starting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always competitive in training. I think that's why.
I mean, you know, I'm not surprised when you say that, because in 9 out of 10 successful teams, they're always a close-knit team. There's always unity. There's always a strong bond amongst the players, both on and off the pitch. And I think to try and do well in a conference as competitive as the GLVC is, you definitely need that. You know, 5 minutes to go and you're looking for a winner, or the game's gone overtime, you're looking for a winner. If you're not a tight-knit team, if you're not out there putting your body on the line for one another and trying to work hard, that those types of results don't go your way. I think that has been the difference for the team this year compared to other years.
I was just about to say, especially that's so like apparent in a couple of the games that we've played, like specific from memory, like Umsol, down to 10 men. Unfortunately, you took the red card for a good cause. But into overtime, 10 men, they equalised in like the last, I can't even remember, it was under 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
To go one each, and then Joel to grab the winner at 2-1. It's just like, and I think in previous years,
we'd have
been down and out conceding with 10 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely shows that the mentality behind the team this year is a little different. But then, you know, what's next for the team? What are the team's goals moving forward for the rest of this season and next season coming up in the fall?
I think for this season, we want to go on and see how far we can go in that conference tournament, because a vast majority of us have never even been anywhere near the first round. Last time last time we were in a conference tournament and I was here, we got turned over 4-0 by Bellarmine. And then for the fall coming, I think with the national tournament there and how well, we should like prove to ourselves how well we can do if we put the graft in. Don't see why we couldn't push for a national tournament entry next year.
Completely agree with you on that one. I think there's no reason to try and improve on what we've done this year with only one senior graduating. You know, even though he's such a big and integral part of the team, Joel is, there's still no reason that we shouldn't look at each other and say, come on, let's improve on last season.
Yeah, especially when there's still 10 of 11 players still coming back next year. Although it's like a big loss losing your captain. I don't want to say his boots are easy to fill because they're not, but I'm hoping someone can step up.
I agree. Well, Craig, thank you very much for being here today. It's been great. Nice quick little chat about the soccer season and how it's gone. I'm happy for you. Congratulations again on your GLVC Offensive Player of the Week
award. Thank you very much.
For anyone out there who wants to know and carry on following the soccer season, we take on Missouri S&T away this week, Friday, the 16th of April, and then the conference tournament quarterfinal would be on the 19th of April, which is next week, Monday. Hopefully, all things going well, on Friday's game, we'll be finishing in the top four, which then means we'll have a home game for the first round of the conference tournament. Look out for that on all the platforms and see if you can come and support the Hawks.
Yeah, we need everyone out to come watch if we're at home.
That would be great. All right, Craig, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone, thanks for listening to another episode of the QU podcast. You can tune in and listen to it on qumedia.net. That's all for now. Goodbye.